The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio, on the air and online.
A few weeks ago in Washington, D.C., Mary Baldwin University President Pamela Fox told a gathering of alumni that declining enrollment has put the school in a precarious financial position.
The conclusion is inescapable. We must improve residential enrollment, even as we launch other new initiatives. So we set into motion the new co-ed living learning communities and fast-track programs in the university college.
Almost everyone agrees Mary Baldwin has to attract more students. Without a huge endowment, the school relies heavily on tuition revenue, but it's that co-ed element that's caused some rancor, as we hear from David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project.
Right. This is a story about a group of alumni from Mary Baldwin University, a small women's college, women's only college in the city of Stanton. And like many women's colleges, it's faced issues, and its board has decided to try to give the college new life by becoming coeducational. They've had some limited men enroll in different programs, but now they're going to turn the school into a coeducational university.
That's the university college we heard President Fox mention, and that will be co-ed. As you point out, David, men have taken part in some programs before, but they have never lived on campus. That's a big change and one that not everybody is welcoming. And that brings us to the group Boldly Baldwin. They've been organizing the opposition.
The story here is in the Richmond Times-Dispatch by Karen Caspedelis. A reporter covering higher education reports that the university has kind of cracked down and sent the group a letter asking them to cease and desist their in violation of their copyright of the name Baldwin. The group has said it will back down and change its name, rebrand itself, but they're not giving up the fight to keep Mary Baldwin College for Women, now Mary Baldwin University, all women.
Under the new structure, the College for Women will remain single gender, but with students in the co-ed programs living in dorms, the campus won't. David, our next story is from Stafford County, and it's all about signs.
This is a story by Amanda Vicinazzo, a reporter with the Freelance Star in Fredericksburg, about the folks in Stafford County are kind of scratching their head, and it's a very divided issue for the Board of Supervisors. On a 4-3 vote, the board approved kind of model ordinance adopted by the local government association to regulate political signs. There was a Supreme Court decision that said local sign ordinances can't discriminate on signs based on content. This being a political year, that has kind of got the attention of some supervisors.
David, one of the complaints is that the limits will make it harder for challengers to unseat incumbents.
You know, sign ordinances are probably one of the most troublesome things for localities to define and then enforce. So the county is trying to deal with crafting the ordinance and figuring out how much they want to pay to try to enforce it.
And it seems there's still some crafting to be done. The county has appointed a committee to work on that. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.